Adios, chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So it's an interesting Masechta that we're starting now, and it's interesting because it doesn't deal with a single topic. It contains kind of various, you know, Mishnahs, various ideas that were arranged and edited by the sages in Keren B'Yavna. And the Rambam, in his introduction, writes that the major purpose of this tractate is to record all laws where the testimony, where they were testified by trustworthy persons, and their testimony may be relied upon. So it's considered like a very authoritative source. But you'll see now that when we're learning the halachas of this Masechta, it's going to jump around, you know, from topic to topic. And the first Mishnah is actually comes from Nida. It's actually the same Mishnah as Nida 1:1. And what it's dealing with is that when a woman menstruates, when she has her period, so two things happen. One, she's forbidden to her husband until she goes to the mikveh. But two is that she becomes impure. And we haven't dealt yet in detail with the laws of ritual impurity, but this is one of the people who are ritually impure, is a woman who has her menstrual cycle. And so the question that this mission is going to go into is, so when is she impure from, right? Let's say she sees that her cycle started. So do we say she's impure from now, or do we say no, from some time previously it had already started and she was impure, so things she's touched or sat on or all of these things might be impure. Let's say she's like needing truma, you know, and then she goes to the bathroom and she sees that her cycle started. So do we say that the truma she was needing half an hour ago, is that pure or is that impure? Can it be eaten or can it not be eaten? That's a question we're going to go into here. Shama Omer, so Shama says, Kol HaNashim Da'an Shasan, all women, their time is sufficient. According to Shama, when she sees that her cycle has started, so only from that point is she now considered impure, and anything she was doing prior to that is considered pure. So to the minute she sees it, that's it. Hillel Omer says, Hillel Mikpida Likpida, says Hillel, from examination to examination, Afil Yamim Harba, says Hillel, no, you've got to go back to the last time she knows for sure that she was clean. Her last exam, even if it was many days. So even if the last time that she, you know, kind of checked and knew that her cycle hadn't started was a week ago, anything she touched in the last week or sat on in the last week would all be impure, according to Hillel. And that goes all the way back until the last examination. So the rabbis, lo kedivrezev, neither according to Shama nor according to Hillel. Ela ma'es la'es ma'etes al yad mipkida lipkida, or mipkida lipkida ma'etes al yad ma'es la'es. That time is reduced by an examination, and the examination is reduced by the time. What does that mean? So the maximum time that she can be impure for is 24 hours, right? The last 24 hours is the maximum time. But if she did a check in that 24 hours, then we only go back to the check. So let's say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she notices that her cycle has started. So if she hasn't done a check in the last 24 hours, we say anything she touched or sat on or whatever in the last 24 hours till 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon is impure. But if she did a check at 8 o'clock that morning, then, and the check was good, right? She saw that the cycle hadn't started at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we would say, no, we only go back to 8 o'clock in the morning. So anything she touched or sat on or whatever, you know, until 8 o'clock that morning is impure. Anything before that, we assume is pure. And that's the opinion of the sages. And the loch is like the sages in this case over here. Kol ishet sheyesh la veses, also a woman who has a settled period, means that it starts regularly at exactly the same time, right? It's got to be 3 months in a row that it starts at the same time. Daya shasa. So then she knows, and that is sufficient for her. Meaning, if it started, like, I don't know, on the first day of the month, every month for the last 3 months, right? And on the fourth month, it starts again on the first day of the month. So then we know that she doesn't have to go back and say she was impure before then. Now we've got an assumption that that's when it started. And so only, you know, anything up until that point is impure. Anything before that will be pure because of this assumption that it's a fixed menstrual cycle. And the last case of the Mishnah is Hamashameshes Be'idim, if she has examination, if she has relations, marital relations with a cloth, she checks that it hasn't started with a cloth, So at that time, people had a custom that they would check before they had marital relations that their cycle hadn't started. So that check, harezu kapida mema'etis aliyad ma'es la'es for aliyad mikapida l'kapida. That examination, even though it's not like a proper examination, nevertheless, that's good enough for our purposes over here. And that would, from if she then later saw that her cycle had started, we could go back to that examination point and say, right, from anything before that, she was pure. And only from then on is it, you know, is she impure? And that's obviously assuming it's less than 24 hours. Because we paskin like the sages, that we only go back 24 hours anyway when it comes to impurity.
Pretty much.